Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Knowledge is a Continuous Journey. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Most Exalted, the Most High, who swears by the pen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun, Noon, by the pen and what they inscribe. Allah is the one who teaches the people that which they knew not. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. He is the one who has gifted us people of knowledge and wisdom, who encourage us to acquire knowledge. He is the one who has gifted us educators who care for their students and who support parents in the process of giving education and upbringing to their children. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his messenger and was the best of examples to teachers and educators. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And have taqwa of Allah, and Allah teaches you, and Allah is knowing of all things. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that we should do good. For Allah says, وَقُلْ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah says, and do as you will, for Allah will see your deeds, and so will His Messenger and the believers. There is in this noble verse an encouragement for people to strive to do good in order to attain whatsoever it is they have ambitions for. And this is one of the main reasons why we seek knowledge. For we cannot delineate the good from the bad. We cannot attain unto the good except with a prior knowledge of what that good is. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in the words of His Prophet, وَقُلْ رَبِّي زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. Say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. For this was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he in turn informed us that this should be the way of every believer when he said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin," that the seeking of knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. And how can it not be when knowledge is the means by which we attain to the enlightening and the maturation of our intellects? It's the means by which we refine and develop our capacities, and ultimately becomes the means by which success is attained. For this is the reason why many a scholar is reported to have said that whomsoever seeks success, then let them seek a path to knowledge, for knowledge is the means of all success. Ibadallah, O slaves of Allah, indeed the seeking of knowledge is a continuous journey. We cannot ever really lay claim to attaining unto a degree of knowledge, which means we just stop. For knowledge always requires that we gain more. And that's why when we look at the example of those who had the best of knowledge, such as the example of the Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Moses, who is mentioned in the Quran as someone who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself spoke to in a manner that Allah knows best, is a man who, he was amongst those who was from the greatest of the prophets, ulul azam min ar-rusul. And yet we find in the Quran that when he was informed that there was someone who knew more than him in a particular capacity, he headed straight towards that person in order to attain knowledge and learn from him. And the Quran says that when he met that person, he said, "Can I not follow you so that you can teach me from what? From mimma ulimta rushta, from whatsoever you have been taught of sound judgment or guidance." And so, brothers and sisters, knowledge is the best of what a person can attain and occupy his time with and invest his life towards, for that is what is the goal and becomes the means by which we draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, with knowledge, there is an honor that raises one in their societies, raises one in regards to humanity, but ultimately raises one up with regards to their standing and rank with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us be avid in seeking knowledge, and let us act upon what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated to us when he said, "Ihris ala ma yanfa'uk," be avid for what benefits for you. "Wasta'in billah," and seek your help in Allah. "Wala ta'jiz," and never give up. Let us not be lazy. Let us not give up in this process of drawing nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us as parents and educators also impart and give and inculcate this desire to seek continuous knowledge in our children. For that is a huge responsibility that is upon our shoulders. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate this affair for us. May He give us knowledge. May He make us means to disseminate knowledge. May He make us people who reflect true beneficial knowledge. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.